Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Ivan Bosenko's critical research has produced his highly anticipated, thrilling, inspirational romance novel, The Rubber Room 2, which exposes the railroad industry's century-old, out-of-the-closet secret. Set in the 1950s, you're given a nostalgic tour unlike anything you've ever experienced. The continuation of the story of Katie and Jerry, who face the ultimate test in their relationship. The couple is entangled in the three C's: change, commitment, and challenges. Ivan has been an author, writer, engineering specialist for over a half century. His writing talent has been duly recognized by the national and international literary community. His online series of articles earned him two most prestigious awards. Who's Who named him as their 2009 Man of the Year. That was followed up, being selected into their 2010 Hall of Fame. All this from a lad who first established his own newspaper at the ripe old age of 12. Master storyteller Ivan Bosenko, author of The Rubber Room, Volume 2, our guest on This Week in America. Ivan, welcome to the program, sir. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I sure appreciate it. And thank you for the terrific lead-in.
Well, remarkable credentials in what you've done in this book. It's highly received, highly praised. The book is The Rubber Room, Volume 2. I mentioned that set in the 1950s, given a nostalgic tour unlike anything you've ever experienced. Talk about the 1950s. That's the backdrop for the story, The Rubber Room, Volume 2. Some historians call it the decade of change. What is it about the 50s that fascinates you?
Several things, George. Number one, first thing was the credit card companies then launched their big campaigns. And the credit card, everybody was now invited to join in and solve their problems and pay their debts and bills with a credit card. Up till then, credit cards really only covered a very minor role in American history. But 1950 was the turning point. And because of that, many, many people changed their situations, changed their home status, changed their financial status. And from that, this book finds a basis. And I have been so pleased to announce that I'm a historian about this situation, then add in a terrific love story to go along with it. After a personal interview with a guy who was instrumental in this in the first place, and you've got the makings of a Hollywood story that won't end.
Boy, you have all of the elements there. The book is so well done. It's a continuation of The Rubber Room. This is The Rubber Room, Volume 2, by Ivan Bosenko. That's Bosanko. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a continuation of the story of Katie and Jerry. Give us a little bit of the background and the three C's I mentioned that they go through, the romance part of it, the marriage part of it. Give us a little bit of background on Katie and Jerry.
Okay. Katie and Jerry were high school sweethearts, and on a prom night, senior prom night, Jerry had just picked up a new job, and he proposed to Katie, but unfortunately, their plans backfired. She was once considered a tomboy. She risked her virginity that night after he proposed to her, just to prove to him that she was ready for marriage and responsibilities that are associated with marriage. That backfired. She became pregnant and had this ship, and the family that she lived with, her folks, were first-generation, very strict Irish Catholics. So they shipped her back to hide their family's disgrace and in the capable hands of an aunt. And from there, the baby was born, and they named the baby Chrissy. And Chrissy later on plays a very, very valuable part in the story with that would continually bind Katie and Jerry together, regardless of their circumstances. The three C's come into play time and time after again: change, commitment, and challenge. And the story is loaded with that, to the point where you have to turn the pages to find out what happens next. And in doing so, you become an insurmountable reader yourself. So that's the reason for the background.
You know, unforgettable characters, you've created them, that the elements of all of the great books, and you have them. You are a master storyteller. You have that ability to take these characters and tell this remarkable story. And the only issue with it is if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're reading the book, you don't want to put it down. You want to keep on reading it to see what's going to happen in the lives of all of these people, and particularly the lives of the main characters, Katie and Jerry. They've got a CEO, a vicious, vindictive CEO that really creates problems. Without giving away too much, tell us a little bit about the CEO and the devious plans he has in place.
The railroads surrendered their ownership. This guy bought out all of the stocks of this one particular railroad, and he wanted to be an absolute ruler. A Hitler-type ruler. He wanted to rule everything from pillar to post. And unfortunately, Jerry and Katie are caught up in the middle of that, in as much as both of them work for the same railroad. Now, the railroad's unions were so strong in those days that they dared not fire anybody for any common cause. Therefore, they used what is considered the rubber room treatment. They farmed them out, and then at that point, they would either hire somebody where there was nobody around to take care of them, or hope that nature itself or if the man would leave the caboose that was isolated on a siding, then they had reason to fire him. They would hire a photographer to watch that caboose. If he stepped off of it, he was fired immediately. That was for leaving his job, even though technically, he had no job, but he did that purposely.
You know, it's interesting. I mentioned the secrets that you've been able to go back, dig out, and expose. Talk briefly about those. How this came about, this research, this mission that you were on to find this and be able to get the needed research to be able to prove it accurate.
Okay. My older brother was a vice president of Southern Pacific Railroad. When he retired and joined Governor Wilson's staff in California as their transportation advisor, he turned over some of his files to me, and from that is where I got the idea. And it was, you cannot believe the reading I used. It was unbelievable. And if I hadn't read the files myself personally, I would have wondered about their location, their destination, and best of all, a description of what really, really took place.
Well, it all comes to life in Ivan's book, The Rubber Room, Volume 2. Ivan Bosanko, that's Bosanko. Book available wherever books are sold. Just find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I thank Glass Link Solutions for arranging our conversation with Ivan today to talk about this book. You mentioned this certainly would make a great movie, even a great television series. All the elements are there. Is there any talk about turning this into a video of some kind?
Yes, there is considerable talk about the motion picture deal. I had a conversation with one Hollywood producer, and he wants to make me an offer, which I have not yet received. But he said he will follow through with a concrete offer for a movie production, and I'm awaiting on that.
How did you go about writing this story, the historical background, what's going on there that you discovered, and then entering into the personal relationship? And it was ups and downs with Katie and with Jerry. How did you go about selling the story?
Yeah, as I pointed out, my background is I was an aerospace engineering tech writer, And during that time, I wrote many, many reports. I had reports for the president and vice president of the Boeing company at that time. And in doing so, I found out some of the things that the companies were doing, but were afraid to make it known publicly. So I used that background to come ahead and provide the necessary ingredients for a terrific story, which with a movie oversight.
Well, you've done that. The book is The Rubber Room, Volume 2 by Ivan Bosenko. The book's available wherever books are sold. We mentioned sort of the cornerstone of this, the backbone of the novel, the three C's. Talk about those and how you came up with this concept, because it has all of us sort of questioning how we interact with the three C's as we're reading this book.
Well, I found out that this guy I interviewed personally, who wrote those series articles for the San Francisco paper, came up with the 3C idea. He says, my series centered on change, commitment, and a challenge. So I took those very same three elements and combined it in my story, and which, of course, went over big. And that to me, was the key. Get something that will hold the reader's interest. Make sure you keep the story going, moving in such a fashion that you will not want to put down the book for love nor money.
Well, let's talk about that, the storytelling aspect of this. When you have all of the elements together, now you have to carve a story, and you've done this so masterfully in both of the books. We're talking specifically The Rubber Room, Volume 2 by Ivan Bosenko, our guest on the program. Talk about the elements of moving the story along, because you do that so well. You give us just enough, and then we go on to what's next, and we can't put the book down.
Right. Now, what I need to tell everybody is that my background, I have over 50 years of writing background. I've produced 5 novels. One received national acclaim. I also wrote a series of emails, and those were also received by the communications community, and in which I was also given a high rank. And so in all of that, with the background that I have with the 5 other novels that I did publish, gave me immeasurable contact and communication. And that is the basis for this story, as you well know.
People refer to you as one that does critical research, and that's so important, the research part of this, because the stories are believable as we read these. Talk about critical research, how important that is to you as a writer.
Oh, boy, it is everything. If you're going to have research, make sure it is critical. It is necessary for the reader to delve into it, and then be sure you have hooked the reader reading ability to the point where he can't put it down and he wants to read on to find out that all of the developments. And that is the basis for all of my 50 plus years background of writing.
Talk about this. I mentioned the newspaper. What, age 12, you had a newspaper. You were writing stories and books early on in your life. Where did this come from? Where did this desire to be a storyteller? Where did this come from?
This came from, my mother was a teacher, a country teacher. She was a Quaker, and I lived in the Midwest. And we lived in a wheat-growing community. And one of the teachers in there invited me to write an article. It was sent into the Minneapolis paper, and I received an award, a cash award for it. It was called Soldiers of the Soil. And That was the basis for writing, and my teacher encouraged me to continue it on along with my mother.
And the rest is history. We've seen so many good works out of Ivan. You mentioned the 5 novels that are out there. What are you working on now? Is there another story that you're about to tell?
Not at the present time. I'm taking a well-earned vacation or a break, as we call it. And after this Rubber Room is made into a movie, then I will start work on a fresh novel.
Well, I hope that it's made into a movie soon. That'll put you back to work, but I think you'd be okay with that to get back and to work on something else. The storytelling aspect is one thing. Developing the characters, and you've got the two main characters that I've talked about, Katie and Jerry. Talk about their relationship, because it's tumultuous at times, isn't it? I mean, it's like a normal man-woman relationship.
Yeah, I use that as a great basis for a readership. In other words, give the reader something to delve into. Give the reader a reason or an excuse to read on. Give the reader something that he can't put down or put away. And if you do that, you will have a successful story, you will have a successful venture, and you will have a successful go-around. And that was the basis.
When people read your books, in particular The Rubber Room Volume 2, what do you hope the takeaway is? You tell in a very entertaining way a story that captures our attention. It's vivid. It comes to life mentally as we're reading about the characters because of the descriptive powers that you have. What do you hope the takeaway is? Are there messages, themes that you hope people will think about in their own lives that you bring about in The Rubber Room?
Yes. There's a very definite message here. In other words, follow your own pursuits, follow your own ideas, no matter who or what says it won't work, because it will work if you will make it work. And that is the basis for all of my background in successful writing.
You have done so much. I mentioned the Hall of Fame, the international acclaim that you've had. What's this been like for you to be able to have such an illustrious career? And on top of all of that, an award-winning writer as well. What's this been like for you?
My life is great because I make sure I cover all the aspects of my life. And I have put that into a print form, into the words that readers will become so attached to, they cannot stop. They cannot put down what they're doing. They must follow through to find out what happened, because it holds their attention constantly from page after page after page. And that is the basis.
You do that, and then I'm interested to find out a little bit more about your process of writing. When you sat down to write The Rubber Room Volume 2, did you do an elaborate outline, so you knew exactly where the story was going beforehand, or did some of this evolve as you were telling the story?
My original story, as I said, was in the sixth grade. My teacher was very, very helpful. We used, believe it or not, a fax machine, not the type we have today, but we borrowed the high school's fax machine, printed my copies. I sold them on the street corner on Saturday night for 10 cents apiece. I even included a caption about a Superman or a super type power, and that would hold the people's attention. And then I waited till Saturday night. I would make a personal appearance on there. I even went inside the local movie studio and stopped. And they stopped the movie and let me speak about my newspaper article and its importance. So from that, I couldn't help it. And then I include my mother's help too, and the teacher. My sixth grade teacher was invaluable. So would you add that all together, you're going to come up with something very, very positive, something very, very readable, and something you will want to continue to read.
Well, and you add all that together. In this case, you get Ivan Bosanko's book, and this one is The Rubber Room Volume 2. You've got, it's a thriller, it's inspirational, it's a romance novel, it's got history, it's got religion. If somebody thinks this is a typical romance book, they'd be wrong, wouldn't they? This is much more than a romance book.
Yeah, they would be absolutely wrong. This romance is so different, so challenging, and so readable, and so definable that you would have to stay with it in order to find out what is the consequences, how did it turn out, who did what to whom. And that to me is a basis for any successful story, any successful paragraph, or any successful preface, any successful book. book on how to do.
Well, those skills are evident, and if you're an aspiring writer, you will learn a lot from Ivan's book. This one in particular that we're focused on today, The Rubber Room, Volume 2 by Ivan Bosanko. That's Bosanko, if you're Googling. Book available. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. My thanks to Glass Link Solutions for arranging our conversation today. Ivan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A minute or so left here at the end. I want to take to talk about maybe people who influenced you in terms from a writing standpoint. Who do you like to read? You go to a bookstore, you go to the library. Who are some of the authors that you you find to be engaging and you enjoy reading them?
Well, I enjoyed reading several authors. One of them, of course, was a man by the name of Stan Freeman. Stan Freeman was I went to a writer's conference in San Francisco one year, and he was one of the highlighted speakers. And he says, Ivan, he met me personally after the meeting, and he says, don't give up. Be sure and follow through with your challenges. Make sure everybody else understands the challenge and the severity and the reliability. And he was right. That was the whole key.
What a great compliment from an outstanding writer in his own right. I mean, it's just incredible the encouragement that you had. And it's one thing to get encouragement. It's another thing to actually act upon it. And you've taken, it sounds like, bits and pieces of everybody and what they've offered over the years and and put it into the style that you have today. Ivan Bosanko, the book is The Rubber Room, Volume 2. Information, when you look there and you just click on the author's name and all of the other books, and you'll find at least several out of the five that he has published that you would like to read. Ivan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to write the next book, make this into a movie, and we'll talk about it again. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. You provided a great insight, and I sure enjoy talking to you.
Well, it's
been
you as well. Ivan Bosanko, Bosanko. The book is The Rubber Room, Volume 2, book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And again, thanks to Glass Link Solutions for our conversation today. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.